died for months. Luke's heart ached at the pain in her voice and at the image she painted of the devastated dog. He wasn't with you last summer. I was still recovering from my own injuries, and we worried I'd trip over him, or he'd knock me over without meaning to. He stayed with our neighbors at home for a few months. I'm so glad to have him back with me now. The poor guy has been through a lot. So have you, Luke thought, but chose not to say, as if she needed the reminder. I owe you the world's biggest apology, she said, startling him.
I was the one stalking you. How do you owe me an apology?
You were checking on me. Big difference. She curled her legs up and under her and turned to him. The apology I owe you is for 17 years ago.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
Sydney.
Luke. He cleared his throat and folded his hands tight in his lap. This was far more excruciating than he'd ever imagined it would be, and he'd imagined it plenty of times.
Thousands of times, to be honest. What he might say, what she might say, if either of them would have anything to say at all. Sorry, he said. Go ahead.
What I did to you was unconscionable. I know it's no consolation, but I thought of you so many times. I wanted to write to you or call you or something. But what does one say in that situation? I'm really sorry I left for the school year and never came back. Would that have made anything better?
It helps to know you thought of me.
Oh, God, Luke, how could I not think of you? Those summers, the time we spent together. Other than when my kids were born, it was the most magical time of my entire life.
No, he decided. This was far more excruciating than anything he'd ever imagined. If that's how you felt, then why?
I was an idiot.
Shocked by her bluntness, he gave up any pretense of trying not to stare at her. The thick, strawberry-blonde hair he'd loved running his fingers through was shorter than it used to be, but the summer freckles that had popped up on her nose after long days in the sun were still there. The bright blue eyes that had been so tragically sad last summer seemed to have recovered some of their sparkle.
I had this idea, you know, of how my life should be, who my husband should be, what he would do for a living, where we would live. I was a snobbish fool.
I suppose the boy you'd left behind on the island who worked at a marina and never made it to college didn't quite fit the bill. Luke tried like hell to keep the bitterness out of his tone, but after so many years of suspecting what had driven her away, hearing confirmation of what he'd most feared was hardly a balm on the still open wound.
I know there's nothing I can say to change what happened all those years ago, but I want you to know I regretted the way I treated you. I always regretted it. Hearing that didn't help as much as he thought it would. She looked down at her hands. Sometimes I wonder if what happened to me was payback.
Don't say that. No one deserves what happened to you.
Karma can be such an awful bitch, she said ruefully. Maybe I asked for too much, you know?
I can't believe in a god or any higher power who'd take the lives of innocent children to pay their mother back for being cavalier with the feelings of an old boyfriend.
Sydney winced. Cavalier. Ouch.
What would you call it?
Horrible. I was horrible to you. She leaned her head back on the rocker and studied him. You haven't changed at all. I'd know you anywhere.
Your hair is shorter, but otherwise you look exactly the same, too.
Tell me you found someone else, got married, had a boatload of kids. Tell me it all worked out well for you.
No wife, no kids, but a good life. A satisfying life.
I ruined the wife and kids thing for you, didn't I? He fought to maintain a neutral expression, to not let her see the pain.
Don't give yourself too much credit, Donovan. You weren't all that important.
Her laughter danced through the night, making his heart flutter.
Whatever you say, tough guy.
He had never been able to fool her.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Your husband.
Seth.
You were happy with him?
That's a very complicated question. Luke expelled a tortured moan.
Come on. Tell me it was worth it, at least for one of us.
They sat in uncomfortable silence for a long time. Seth was a good man. A wonderful father, a devoted husband, and I loved him.
But?
She looked